Chapter 5. That dangerous word, choice. Raven took her tray to the last table in the castle Tyria, her back to one of the trees that grew from the floor to the skylight 6 stories up. A leaf drifted down, plopping onto the surface of Raven's soup. She stuck her spoon into the bowl to flick the leaf out, but her spoon clinked against something unexpectedly hard amid the stewed carrots and potatoes. "Heads up, it's stone soup again," said Raven, as Maddie and Cedar Wood set their trays down beside hers. Cedar groaned and picked up her spoon with her bright blue fingers. While the rest of her was the fiery brown of the cedar wood she'd been carved from, her fingers were covered in blue paint up to her knuckles. You could tell a lot about Cedar's current art projects by the color of her fingers. She didn't mind getting messy. She just sanded the paint off. Raven fished the stone out of her soup and dumped it on her napkin. Cedar did the same. Raven heard a crunch. "Maddie," said Raven, "you're not supposed to eat the stone."
"Why not?" said Maddie. "It's delightfully crunchy."
"How do you even do that?" Raven asked. "I mean, it's a rock." Maddie shrugged.
"Sometimes things aren't impossible the first time I try, because I don't know they're impossible yet. I probably couldn't do it again, though."
"Chewing rocks is just creepy and weird," Cedar said. She blushed, her wooden cheeks a deep orange brown. "Sorry, I can't tell a lie, but I like you a lot. Phew, I'm glad that's true."
Maddie smiled, her teeth stuck with stone dust.
"A pod for peas wears hearts on a sleeve."
"Riddlish alert," said Cedar and Raven at once.
"Whoops," said Maddie. "I meant to say I like you too."
As a first-year student, Raven had been alarmed by her new friend Maddie's habit of suddenly speaking nonsense. But she quickly got used to her random bursts of Riddlish, one of the native languages of Wonderland. It still sounded like nonsense to Raven, but Maddie swore it made sense. There were shouts of surprise around the castle Tyria. Raven looked up to see fairy godmothers in training poofing in, handing out class schedules.